Hey, Marketing Renegades, it's mail day today. Hope you're having a great day. I went out to the mailbox to see what came in the mail, and what did we get? A whole bunch of ads, but I kind of nerd out on some of this stuff because you can learn a lot by what comes in the mail. And I'm gonna show you a couple of things that even though we're talking about mail, it'll apply to all of your marketing today, okay? But you know, if you kind of go back to a little more simple types of advertising, at least psychologically, it can help you really put your marketing in the right frame of mind. And then you can start working on other tactics like online marketing, but the principles are still gonna apply, okay? So let me show you what I got. We got postcards, we've got envelope, bulk mail right there. We've got bulk mail that came outside of an envelope, which is really a postcard. We've got some newsletters, more newsletters. What else we have? Another newsletter, ooh, tractors, that's cool. And another bulk, okay. So, most people stand over the trash can when they sort their mail. This is very common. And they drop the ads in the trash and then they pick out the stuff they think is interesting or could be personal. All right, now that is the key. So what's gonna happen is when you get involved with your marketing, you wanna get your message out to people, you can easily get drugged down into the tactics. I mean, look at all these different types of mail that I have right here, and I'm just dropping it all over the place. So somebody at some company is convinced that their type of tactic, their mailer, is going to work, okay? So newsletter, you know, the bulk mail, the postcard, another newsletter, letter outside of an envelope. Look at all these tactics. And you start getting into it, and you start thinking, oh man, that letter outside of the envelope, that's the one that's gonna work the best. Why? Because it's outside of the envelope. Because guess what? They're gonna read it. As opposed to the bulk where, you know, they're not gonna read it, okay? So listen, let me tell you something. That type of advertising is what you could call banner advertising or interruption advertising, okay? You see it all the time. In the old days, it would be in the newspaper. Today, it's on banner ads, Facebook, Instagram ads. You know, nobody's going to Facebook or Instagram to find a mortgage. So what's happening is they're scrolling through and you capture their attention and you hope that they find it because your copy identifies with them or video or whatever the case may be, right? But that's no different with any of this mailing, okay? So all of these are basically the same. Some of them are disguised as a letter. Some of them are a postcard, newsletter, you name it. But each one of these, I instinctively know they are trying to get me to buy something, okay? So this is why most people stand over the trash. This is why most people have their finger over the skip button on YouTube ads. This is why most people are scrolling right through ads on Facebook, because they know instinctively that the message there is just trying to get people to buy something. You know, you think you have Do Not Disturb on and Facebook Messenger still comes through. Social media always finds a way. Okay, let me show you a couple of other examples now. I had to make this myself because I did not get this today. But now, what if you got this in the mail? All right, take a look at this. It's got my name, it's handwritten, return address is handwritten, and it would have a stamp on it. Now, if you look on the side, it would have a little weight to it. It might be something lumpy, we call it lumpy, okay? Now, why would I open this? You know for sure I'm gonna open this because it feels personal, all right? Somebody did something personal and now I've got some mystery to it. I gotta see what's in there. So I'm gonna open that thing up and it could have the letter and it could be a typed letter, but the letter now is going to be addressed to me in a very personal way about a problem that I might have that the sender could solve, okay? Do you see the difference? One is a splash ad, and one is a personal follow-up or a personal request, okay? So this one assumes or implies that there is a personal relationship, where this one implies that there is not. Now, the trick between these two is most mailing houses want you to do these because they're very inexpensive, their machines can do it all, they can print the postage, you know, they can sort it. And so they will say, hey, listen, you can send 1,000 of these for the same cost that it takes to send maybe 300 to 500 of these, depending on the setup, right? So are either of them bad? Well, here's where you need to be. If you are running advertising that is just trying to capture attention in interruption patterns, then that's when you've got to have good headline. You got to make sure it calls out to the right audience and it captures their attention by focusing on the problem that they have. Okay? So nothing wrong with that. That totally works. So if you're going to do it though, you're a lot better off getting a ton out there with big splashy stuff and going ad copy all the way, sales all the way. On the personal stuff, you don't have the bandwidth. Most mailing houses don't have the bandwidth. You want to go real deep with just a few because you know it's going to be personal. So this type of thing is for database. If you've got your VIP people in your database, maybe you have 50 to 100 people that are super, super important, man, you want to get them this type of mailing. And you know, you can get family and people to help you handwrite envelopes, or there's all sorts of little techniques, throw the stamps on them. But you know, once you start getting up to 200 or 300, these end up becoming a real big pain. But you're going to get almost 100% opens, and your response rates are typically better on these, okay? So it really gives you just the spectrum. You either want to go ad, 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 or you want to go personal, personal, personal. So what is the common denominator between these two? It's all about your audience, okay? So if your audience already knows you and you already have a relationship with them, then honestly, this type of mailing can actually be almost offensive, because what you're telling them is, hey, you didn't take the time. You didn't even bother. You don't want to take the time with me? Dang. Where this type of mailing might just be perfect for that type of audience. But hey, if you're trying to broadcast your message and get a lot of impressions are just people looking because you think you can collect a decent percentage of those impressions, then yeah, you know, you may want to go super cheap on your mailing, get it out there so you can get it out to as many people as possible. So either one of those is good, but just again, think about who the audience is, what type of relationship you have, and how your message and the style of message could affect them. And this will apply to all of your audiences. Mail is just really easy to see because it's right here in our hands. So anyway, hope that helps. Get that message out to those people today so you can get your marketing going and dominate your market. All right? Become a marketing renegade today. Talk to you soon.